He's always been, he'll forever be, and you don't have to worry about it. He is God. You and I have to know that we have to take that by faith and believe it, because he is very real. And you know, I feel sorry for people that are in the church that don't know how real he is, that's never heard his voice. You know, so many people have never heard his voice. Now, I will have to say that in my last 30 years of my life, I have stopped counting the number of times I've heard God's voice. I've heard him speak to me audibly. I kept up with it for about 30. And then after 30, I couldn't keep up with it no more. I have no idea how many times the King has spoken to me. I've heard his audible voice. But you know, some people say, well, maybe you just think you're hearing his voice. Well, let me go back to the second time I heard his voice. I'm going to ask you what you think about this. The second time that I heard God's audible voice, it was back in about 79. And I was an engineer for a large corporation, and I was building buildings, designing equipment for them all over the country. And I had a project going on in Houston. And I went down to Houston on Monday morning, and being the regional engineer, I thought, well, I'll go by the corporate office because it's right there on the airport, and I'll catch them up on my paperwork before I go out to the job site. But you know how men are. We only open one box at a time. So I got the project open, and I drive right by the corporate headquarters and don't even think about stopping there. So I go out to the project, and I'm out on the back of the lot, and we got a big stack of steel and stuff out there, and it's all supported well with supporting structure, and I'm in under there checking some stuff, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, son, you forgot to do your paperwork this morning. I said, Lord, I did. I said, I was going to do that when I first come by there, but said, Lord, I forgot it. But I said, Lord, I just like 15 minutes, I'll finish up under here, and then I'll run right back over there and do it. He said, no, son, I want you to go do it right now. So I said, okay. So I just lay down what I had in my hand, and I crawled out from under there, and I stood up and took the second step, and I heard a blast. And when I did, I turned around to see that the supporting structure holding that 20,000 pounds of steel had exploded, and that 20,000 pounds of steel was laying flat on the ground where I was 5 seconds before. Now, you'll never convince me that wasn't God that spoke to me. You know, somebody may say you had too much pizza the night before, but I got news for you. I didn't eat pizza at all the night before. So it wasn't the pizza. But every time I've had an experience like that with God, let me tell you, it'll change your life forever. I mean, we go through the Word, and he spoke to many people. I mean, just like Paul when he was on the road to Damascus to kill Christians. When God blinded him and said, Paul, what are you doing? He said, Lord, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus that you're persecuting. And, of course, God struck him blind, you know. And then he went on over there, and did God get his attention? Oh, yeah, he became one of the greatest apostles there is, you know, there was, I'm telling you. But that experience with God forever changed Paul's life. Well, I don't care who you are. If God has a plan for you to do something, this being that has been from before the beginning of the earth and everything else, when he gets ready to talk to you and tell you something he wants you to do, when he talks to you, you better do it. Now then, I got a word for you right here. Not only can you get a word from God when you hear his word audible, but he has made a complete book with words to tell us what he wants, and it's called the Bible. You don't have to hear an audible word from God to know what he wants you to do, right? He's written it in his book. I've had lots of people say, you don't have to give anything if I could hear God's, voice, I could hear it. And I said, just a minute, open my Bible. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. I said, you just heard him talk. He was talking out of my mouth. But that's not what they want to hear. They want to hear him to tell them. But you can hear God's voice anytime you want to. All you got to do is open his word and read it out loud. And you'll hear his voice. If he tells you, be ye holy, for I am holy. What do you think he means? Oh. When he says, sin no more, what do you think he means?
Sin no more.
Hey, don't take a rocket scientist to interpret that, does it? When I get tickled, people say, you know, but there's many interpretations of God's word. I'll come back with, how do you interpret, be ye holy, for I am holy? Well, I said, how do you interpret? He says, let there be no sin in your life. I mean, how do you translate that other than, let there be no sin in your life? The Bible's easy to understand. I said, we try to make it say things we want it to say because it doesn't meet what we want. We want to walk in some kind of sin. But anyway, this wonderful God, He says he is the word of life, for the life was manifest and we have seen it. We bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. I mean, here these men, God came in the flesh as a man. And it's the most awesome documented event in history that he is God. I mean, he foretold all hundreds of things that would happen to him, that he would do, where he would live, where he would be born, where he would travel, how he would die. And did all those things, every one of them, come to pass? Yes, not one single fallacy. Not one. Then people say, well, I don't believe that he's real. Just like that young man I talked to the other day. You know, he's got a brother that loves Jesus that's been trying to win his brother into the kingdom. He's never seen any miracles or healing. Because when I talked to this young man and told him about Caitlin, he had never heard of such thing in his life. Never. I said, well, son, how old are you? I think he said 24, 25, whatever. And I said, don't feel bad. When I was 25, I'd been in church all my life. I'd been in church. I'd been in Sunday school classes. I never heard of a miracle or healing either. So I said, don't feel bad. I said, you hadn't even been to church. So no wonder you hadn't heard of any, you know, so. But I said, I'd been in church and I had never seen any. But I said, when I begin to read this book and believe what it says, I said, I've seen God do awesome things. I mean, is God a respecter of persons? No, absolutely not. He'll do for you the same thing he's done for me. Let's go to verse 3 and 4 here. It says there in verse 3 and 4, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now then, I'm going to tell you that if you never get into his word and don't spend time worshiping and praising him, that you'll never experience that fellowship. I'm telling you, I cannot overemphasize what it has meant to me in my life to spend those hours and hours in the word, studying the word. And then when you're studying the word and the Lord speaks to you out of this, it's just amazing. In fact, I think about the first time God spoke to me. I was a Baptist deacon, a Sunday school teacher. I was in church all my life. And in 1977, when this happened, in June of 1977, isn't it amazing how you can remember details when God does something? I mean, I've done a lot of things since 1977 that I don't even remember at all. But those experiences I had with God, those are burned indelibly into my circuits. You know, they're there. You know, they could never be taken away. I mean, I was sitting there studying a scripture, and I was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. I want us to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and I want you to see what that says right there. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one. There's only one God. There's not another God, you know, and I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the President of the United States or whoever you are. I don't care if you're George Bush or Barack Obama or whoever you were. I don't care. Those guys can all say that there is different gods, but we're all going to get to heaven the same way. I mean, when George Bush said that, I was amazed. I thought this guy was a Christian. But when he says there's many ways to heaven, we're all going to get there. All of us are going to get to heaven. I thought, George, what Bible have you been studying? How many ways is there to heaven?
One.
One. And there's one God, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's no other way to heaven. But I was reading this, and it said, I read, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And when I read that right there, I heard this. Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. Now, this is the first time I'd ever heard God's audible voice. I turned to see who walked in the room. You know, somebody spoke to me, Lou. You know what I mean, right? I mean, if you're out there working on something, somebody walks up and says, Hey, Lou, how you doing today? Well, you turn around and see who's behind you, right? And you expect to see somebody, right? Yeah, and usually there is somebody there, right? Most of the time. But I turned to look and there was nobody there. And I thought, wow, Lord, son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. I thought, wow, God, that was you. You spoke to me. Wow, let me see what this says. Look what it says. And he said, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. How much am I supposed to love him?
All.
Oh, so I'm to put what before him?
Nothing.
He's to be number one in my life, right? Oh, how about if I put my wife before him? How about my job? Now, do you know any Christians that do that? Oh, but that ain't according to the word, is it? Oh, but Lord, I know you told me I'm supposed to put my family up here somewhere. He said, yeah, you can put them up there, but I'm to be number one. There ain't nothing to be above me. And you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart. And there's again that word A-L-L. We read that a while ago, didn't we?
All.
And what does that mean?
All.
All. Exactly what it says, right? All. We have all power over the enemy. We are to love the Lord with all our heart and with your soul and with all your might. That's just like one day I was talking to some boys, and one of them said, you know, I don't want to hear this no more. I don't want to hear nothing about this Jesus. I said, son, it's terrible, but you're in the wrong place. I'm here, and Jesus is here, and we're going to talk about Jesus. Now, if you don't want to hear it, then you're going to have to get somewhere and go somewhere else, because I don't know a whole lot other than Jesus.
All right.
And I said, I'm going to talk, and he's going to come out of my mouth. So if you don't like it, hit the road. I mean, that's the only way to be. God said I'm to put who first?
Yeah.
Him. I'm supposed to love him with part of my strength, all of my strength, all my soul, all of my might. Everything is to be based around my King and yours. This is not just for me, is it? And he said, in these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. I'm supposed to store these words in my heart. They're to be there forever. And after I do that, you shall teach them diligently unto your children. Now, let me tell you what, if God hadn't spoken to me that night, at that night when he spoke, I had a one-month-old baby girl and a two-year-old baby son. And I never, at that point in my life, although I was a Sunday school teacher at Lakeland Baptist Church, I never prayed with my family at home, and I never read the Word of God at home. I mean, you know, I read it at home when I'm studying, but just silently to me. I don't read it together. I don't read the Word of God to my children. You know, I just don't do that. I think, well, we go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, and everything else. So, you know, my children will hear God's Word. What does he say I'm supposed to do? I'm to teach them what? Diligently. That means, you know, once in a while. How often should that be reckoned? At least every day, right? I am to teach my children. Now, how am I going to teach my children something I don't know? That's a problem, isn't it? I knew so little about God.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Have You Taught Your Wife and Children About God Today? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.